Joe O'Connor here. I thought we were going
to... Ireland's most depressed poet in Ireland's most depressed times. I remember that evening I flicked through the stations, watching the news from various stations and programmes on weddings and call around diners and round-the-clock specials on Rescue the Miners. And I sat there amazed at the whole operation and marvelled how tragedy had united their nation, and I drifted to sleep in a dream filled with fear. What if that mine thing happened round here? Uh-oh. Well, first of all, most all, oh, what a shame. Our first thought in Ireland would be, who could we blame? Who made the mine collapse? Who made it fall? Sinn Féin blamed Labour, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil. Fianna Fáil blamed the Greens, who were upset and they were hurt, saying they were opposed to digging holes in the earth. And I watched in me dream and I felt anger grow. Is nobody thinking of the men trapped below? Then suddenly someone spoke, sounding urgent and gritty, suggesting we set up a cross-party committee. And there followed proposals of who'd take the chair, when would they meet, how often and where, who'd brief the media, given policy defences and top of the list, what's allowed in expenses. And as the debate had turgid and slow, they sort of forgot the men down below, but they paused to phase two, which is how things are done. This is how voters are wooed, lost or won. It's press conference time, where you'd brief all the media, who ask and probe questions and make you pose like an idiot. And when they ask tricky questions, you just answer back. You'll find all the details in your handy press pack. And just when they finish briefing the press, they all have to go home, cause it's another recess. Saying it's only a short break, all will be fine, and we once again let down the men in the mine. But when recess is over, they all hurry back, telling tales of their think tanks and drink, song and crack. And they gather together to fulfil given roles of the cross-party committee on mine shafts and holes. And just as I sent action to my despair, Deputy Murphy addresses the chair. He refers them to item 12 on the agenda, agreeing to put the rescue out to tender. And reminds all the room that EU law clearly states you must seek out best prices and not strut your mates. So they get in a huddle trying to make little fuss, seeing if this stupid law has a loophole for us. And they talk and debate, endlessly going around, forgetting the folk who are trapped underground. Then it's put out to tender to all EU nations, but awarded to one of the chairman's relations. And a call is sent out to the media again, and they wonder, be the press want to know why the tender was given to a man who paints houses and flats for a living. And the chairman explains, and I feel anger grow, that in Ireland it's not what you do, but who do you know? So already it's 3 months since the miners were trapped. No one stone's been moved, not one wrist's been slapped. And the anger and shame was a knife to my heart. And to my relief, I awoke with a start. And the news guy was saying, yes, that's 33. Ladies and gents, all the miners are free. And the world all rejoiced at the best news this year. But thank God that it didn't happen round here.